Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We are following news out of Santa Fe, Texas today. That's outside Houston, where police say multiple people are dead after a gunman opened fire inside a high school. Here's Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez, who briefed reporters earlier today.
The number varies, but it could be anywhere between 8 to 10 fatalities at the school, including students and some adult staff as well. There was also an injured Santa Fe ISD police officer that was injured that's being treated at a hospital. I don't know the extent of his injuries.
Suspect is in custody, but Santa Fe School District Police Chief Walter Braun said the threat is not over.
There have been explosive devices found in the high school and surrounding areas adjacent to the high school. Because of the threat of these explosive items, community members should be on the lookout for any suspicious items.
Let's bring in Michael Smith, editor-in-chief of the Galveston County Daily News. Santa Fe is in Galveston County. Michael, obviously a very difficult day for the community that you cover, but you've got several reporters deployed at the high school. What are you hearing from them?
Well, we're hearing a lot of unconfirmed things. I guess what we know is that there are at least 9 people dead, and a couple of adults and some juveniles, but those precise details are still not confirmed.
And we heard the police say that they found explosives on and off the campus. What do you know about that, and is it still dangerous to be around the school at this point?
Well, I think that just taking the official word for it, yes, that's the case. I mean, we've gotten reports that they may be explosive devices, but I think the last we got is that there are. We don't know in detail what those things are, but yes, I think like the police chief said, it's still dangerous to be around there. And nobody's in the schools now. The district is assembled all the students and faculty at places away from the main school building and are trying to get parents reunited with their children and things like that.
Some of the students who got out are speaking. This is Presley Loomis, who told CNN that a teacher told her to run when shots were fired.
It was kind of clear when all the cops were pulling up because we were thinking, you know, this is not a fire drill. This is obviously something very serious. There was a lot of cops. So that's when it all clicked, and I was like, oh my gosh, you know, something traumatic has just happened.
We also understand there was a school resource officer injured in the shooting. Do we know anything about how that officer responded or anything else about the security measures at the school?
I don't have those details now. I know that Santa Fe ISD and all the districts in the county have been, you know, conducting drills and training on this sort of thing, but we don't have any information confirmed about how those drills and procedures worked out in this instance.
And we heard earlier from that police chief, this district has its own police force.
That's true.
So what do we know at this point about the gunman? And I guess there's another person of interest also that police are looking at.
Yeah, there's a lot of assumption about that, I think, but I don't think anything confirmed. I mean, kind of the word on the street is that it was a student. There's even a name floating around, but none of it's been confirmed. And the person of interest is even kind of less solid. It was somebody described as acting inappropriately. I don't even know what that means, but none of those details are confirmed to any level of confidence right now.
President Trump weighed in earlier today. Let's take a listen.
We grieve for the terrible loss of life and send our support and love to everyone affected by this absolutely horrific attack.
Horrific attack, but one that, you know, seems to repeat itself pretty frequently these days in this country. How is the community there responding as far as you can tell?
Well, I think everybody's just stunned right now. And I mean, the situation is still very raw and chaotic, and I don't think anybody's had an opportunity yet to sort of grasp the full magnitude of it. I mean, there are churches that are planning to hold vigils tonight, and there are people, you know, still scrambling around trying to get fundamental information about who is killed and who did it. And, you know, I think everybody is just stunned and the whole community is sort of holding its breath right now.
It's Michael Smith, editor-in-chief of the Galveston County Daily News. Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure.